I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the Southern Caucasus, Armenia and Azerbaijan signed a ceasefire over the weekend, but it failed to stop the devastating violence between the two countries. Drones with bombs attached hover over the battlefield, and artillery shelling puts civilians at risk. Refugees are flooding out of the war zone into both countries. Eric Mock of Slavic Gospel Association says,
the timing couldn't be worse for these refugees who are not only fleeing the fighting, but we're approaching winter. So we're hearing stories of families that are given shelter, but even shelter in buildings right now without heat is brutal.
As SGA works with local churches to help refugees, pray that many would find the unshakable hope of Christ. And history offers opportunities to learn important lessons and be inspired by courageous people that have lived before us. However, in order for history to serve these purposes, it must be remembered. International Media Ministries created projects focused on church history precisely for this reason. Denise Godwin says,
Christian history is so rich with so many stories that are inspiring, that help us connect our faith to our living.
Godwin explains that stories from church history can help encourage persecuted Christians today.
People want to know where God is at in hard times, and the stories of Christian history tell us that He is right there in the midst of all these things that are so hard, walking with people and calling to them and comforting them.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. 2020 has been a really rough year, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the faith and to be voices for the voiceless. Would you consider supporting us today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.